Optical and UV Properties of a Radio Loud and a Radio Quiet Population, a Quasar at High Redshift, by Alice de Conto Machado et al. Different properties of quasars may be observed and analyzed through the many ranges of the electromagnetic spectrum. Pioneering studies showed that an HR diagram for quasars was needed to organize these data, and that more than two dimensions were necessary. A four-dimensional eigenvector, 4DE1, parameter space was proposed. The 4DE1 makes use of independent observational properties obtained from the optical and UV emission lines, as well as from the soft X-rays. The further 1-inch optical plane, also known as the quasar main sequence, MS, identifies different spectral types in order to describe a consistent picture of QSOs. In this work, we present a spectroscopic analysis focused on the comparison between two sources, one radio loud, PKS2000-330, Z equals 3.7899. And one radio quiet, Q1410+096, Z equals 3.3240, both showing population a quasar spectral properties. Optical spectra were observed in the infrared with VLT, ESO, and the additional measures in UV were obtained through the fitting of archive spectra. The analysis was performed through a nonlinear multi-component decomposition of the emission line profiles. Results are shown in order to highlight the effects of the radio loudness on their emission line properties. The two quasars share similar optical spectroscopic properties and are very close on the MS classification while presenting significant differences on the UV data. Both sources show significant blue shifts in the UV lines but important differences in their UV general behavior. While the radio quiet source Q1410+096 shows a typical pop a UV spectrum with similar intensities and shapes on both CIV1549 and SIIV1392, the UV spectrum of the strong radio loud PKS2000-330 closely resembles the one of population B of quasars. This was Optical and UV Properties of a Radio Loud and a Radio Quiet Population, a Quasar at High Redshift, by Alice de Conto Machado et al.